On this episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk with Nick Cannon about his brand new Amazon Amp project, The Daily Cannon. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello, and welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon. I, of course, am Kyle McMahon, and because it's a very special episode, we do not have a guest co-host on the rotating panel of guest co-hosts, but you know who we have instead? The one and only Nick Motherfreaking Cannon, the incredible multi-hyphenate himself, father, host, comedian, singer, actor, producer, director, father, did I say that? An awesome, awesome, awesome guy, and so talented too. I can't wait. I mean, I'm just too excited to even get into, you know who Nick Cannon is. Here he is. I'm excited to talk to him. From New York, iHeartRadio headquarters, let's get in to my interview with Nick Cannon.
All right, Pop Culture Weekly. I have got the one and only Nick Cannon. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You've got an exciting project that
launching April 24th.
Well, I'll let you tell it.
It's the Daily Cannon blasting off, baby.
Here we go.
You see it. man, really, I'm so excited to be partnered with AMP. I mean, it's probably the next wave. It's reinventing radio, but it's also reinventing how people interact in community on social media. I mean, I was around for the launch of MySpace to date myself. I was around, you know, Twitter, TikTok in its early origin was called Musical.ly. I was around, you know what I mean? Like, so I've always kind of figured, like, yo, what's the next wave? You know, whether it's Clubhouse, Vine, there's always something. and I've been paying attention. AMP is that, you know what I mean? Because what it is, it's democratized radio. I mean, you do this each and every day. You know what this life is, but the average audience member doesn't. So now we're empowering them, allowing them to, instead of us just talking at them, now we're talking to them and they're talking back. And that's the dope thing, from whether it's the comments, whether it's the opportunity to actually, I got a show, you got a show, we all got shows, and we're creating our own little pages and communities all in front of the mic. So really, it's giving a breath of life into what we've done in terrestrial spaces for so long, because now, you know, where my kids never listen to the radio because they're kids, because they're always on their phone, the iPad. Now we're bringing the love and what we grew up with, I can pass on to the next generation as an experience. Like, no, this is why radio is so fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. And so what can we expect from the Daily Cannon?
Man, the craziness. Just, you know me, man. Probably saying stuff I shouldn't. I mean, you do this so well, but I get myself in trouble quite a bit in front of the, because I have an opinion about pop culture. And it's usually an alternative opinion. So we're going to be having fun, all from the disposition and frequency of laughter and good times. I mean, so each and every morning, 6 a.m. to 9, I'm on your phone, I'm on your app, you know, and you just tap in. And, you know, it's some wild stuff going on. Just even in the room, I'm going to be creating pop culture for 3 hours a day. I'm not going to be talking about it, because trust me, my baby mama's in the room, and it's going up.
Are you nervous at all about, say, I know they often don't let me go live because of what I might accidentally say. Are you a little bit nervous?
Nah, because, I mean, I'm used to live formats. The pressure of live television is so crazy that, you know, and then, I mean, I've been doing radio, you know, forever. And as we know, you know, some of the secrets will be revealed that, you know, when you hear live on, you know, some of these stations, probably not all. Just in case someone says something inappropriate, there's a dump button, but on it's live. Like, so, and that's the beauty of it. We've been given the freedom to, to actually, I mean, I monitor myself, shall we say. There's the autonomy of, like, I'm not trying to be crass or rude every day, but I can speak freely. And then they want me to speak freely. And so, and they want everyone on the app to be able to speak freely. So that's the beauty, another one of the caveats of being here is that I don't have to, that there is no dump button. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, it kind of is what it is.
Yeah, that terrifies me.
But I love it though. I mean, being a stand-up comedian, being somebody who's, you know, done live entertainment for a long time, there's a magic, there's an energy of knowing, like, I said it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think this generation understands that because they're always going live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've seen so many things happen live on phone. So now, you know, we're kind of embracing the mediums together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that you pointed out that it is really democratizing, you know, the industry that, yeah. You know, anybody will be able to start a station on AMP, right?
For free.
Right.
Like at this point, like, you just, like, if you want to have a radio show, just go download that.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, and it's the way it's structured, it has the music there that you can play and share. It has a bit, like, everything you need is literally in the app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sound just like you and I.
Right.
However often you want to do it. And you'll have listeners, callers. It's dope because it's taking social media, what we do, like what we might say on Twitter or what we might post on Instagram, and now you can actually have your own show by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm excited for the Daily Canon.
Yeah.
Are you going to be, you know, do you have... What, because you can literally play whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a giant catalog. That's
the beauty and the kind of like, oh man, how do I structure my show?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I think I'm going to just have fun with it. It's all going to be fun music. I will play the current hits, but, you know, I'm digging the crates a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I had an album back in 2010 called White People Party Music.
Yeah.
And it literally is all of those songs. Like, so I'll probably be playing, you know, everything from Jesse's Girl to Benny and the Jets to, you know,
Case Stop Believing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know exactly where I was going with it, you know, some Rick Astley, you know what I mean? Because it is early morning, we are having fun, but then you know, I'm a child of hip hop, so we're gonna be playing all of the classics. But I think the way I'm gonna structure, just for me, you can structure your amp show however you want it, but I think I'm gonna play, like, you know, two songs at a time from different categories. So I'm gonna give you a little hip hop in the first hour. Or no, I'll give you the corporate party people music in the morning to get everybody woke, and then probably get into some hip hop and probably get into some, you know, classics in that space. And then in my final hour, probably just the current music that's rocking. So
awesome.
Again, and that's, I'm my own program director.
Yeah.
I'm my own PD. I get to pick and how I move. So even as you know, being in radio, that never happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can play what you want, how you want. So I'm excited, man. It's something, like I said, it's revolutionary, and it's kind of putting another, it's just reinventing radio.
Mm-hmm.
and keeping us working for a lot longer, because as we know, you know, like I said, this generation, it has so many options. So the fact that we can bring something that we love, you know, to them is going to be really cool.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing I really love about it is that it is wherever you are,
yeah.
You know, your phone, your smart speaker, your
yeah.
computer, wherever
that's
it is.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Like, you could do, your whole production studio is inside your phone, and it could be as elaborate as you want. I mean, it's so many, like, Nicki Minaj has a whole amp studio,
right.
That's what she wanted.
Yep.
You know, Joe Budden is on there. He keeps his real intimate and cool, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, so... especially when you got tastemakers like that really move the needle and move the culture, we just follow their lead. And so, like you said, it's wherever you are, however you want to do it, just turn on the app and get to AMP.
Well, I love, and you know, I mean, you're obviously a tastemaker yourself, and so I think that, you know, I've always admired your career.
Thank
and
you,
all
man.
the various, you know, I love how you are so diverse.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all in the medium of, you know, reaching people.
Yeah.
You know, And this is just another avenue for that, a giant avenue for you to, you know, bring your talents to continue reaching people.
Yeah, man. It's love. Again, I'm always trying to be innovative. I say you got to keep cooking while the pot is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I reached a space in a time in my career where I really can be a part of platforms and create opportunities for others. You know what I mean? I've done everything I could ever imagine, ever wanted to do in the space of entertainment. So now it's like, how can I pass this on? And at least, you know, discover stars, mm-hmm. discover platforms, discover opportunities. So, you know, some, you know, people looked out for me, you know, all the, from the Will Smiths to the Jamie Foxxes to the Russell Simmons and all these people, the Master P's, they all gave me opportunities when I was a kid. So now that, you know, I'm where they were at that stage, now I got to give the next generation the opportunity.
I love that.
Yeah.
And or can we expect you to have some friends or guests along the way?
Always. I mean, it's a typical show. You know, anybody coming through to promote something, I'm going to bother them and put them on my show and make them go viral. So, you know, it's that energy, but at the same time, I'm giving you an intimate glimpse into my own life. You know, DJ Abby De La Rosa will be, you know, on with us every single morning. And, you know, that's the mother of three of my children.
Right.
So, but I mean, we met in, you know, we met in the iHeart building. You
right.
know what
oh,
I mean?
Did you?
Yeah, just
oh,
like,
wow.
like just based off she was on air, you know, out in Los Angeles killing it, and you know I was like, yo, she's dope.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? She's, you know, you don't get a chance to see many women DJ, actual DJs and on air personalities, so I was so impressed when, you know, that I wanted to procreate with her. And it happened, and she, so now, you know, not only, you know, are we family, but now, you know, we'll be working together each and every morning, so it's dope.
That's awesome. That's really dope. And so speaking of all of these different avenues that you have, Wildin' Out, you have the prank show. I mean, you have so many things going on concurrently.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to be incorporating those into the Daily Canon as well?
Absolutely. I mean, did you know what's also so dope about the Daily Canon for me? Because it actually is. It's funny, like the word and the name, I kind of came up with it because a canon in the UK is really an outlet. Like, that's what they call all of their media outlets. It comes out the Daily Canon. And it really is that for me. It's a central hub or like a central intelligence mission control of all things Nick Cannon.
That's awesome.
So this is the place that you'll hear about all my projects. You'll get to see clips from the show, like, or hear clips. And like it's really the first time because I have been so compartmentalized in my career that's probably been really difficult for me. Like, oh, I got to talk about Wildin' Out here. I got to talk about Masked Singer here. But now I got one spot where I could talk about everything mm-hmm. every day. So I'm thrilled for that. It's actually going to make my life a lot easier.
Yeah. I'm sure it makes all your partners happy in regards to you're promoting this, you're promoting that. You get them all out.
All there every morning. It's beautiful.
So for you, you know, you've done so much in your career. You know, why was this so important to you? Like, I mean, it's obviously an amazing opportunity for anybody to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And for you, you know, why was now the time to say, you know what, I wanna partner with Amazon and AMP, and I wanna do this Daily Canon show going out to everybody that has any kind of internet connected device?
It was a few reasons, but I'll tell you a story because, again, right before this, I was making a daily television talk show for 1 hour of content, actually even 40 minutes of content. It took 16 hours to make. And just economically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way my bandwidth, it just didn't make sense to me. And I was like, no, regardless of what the check would be, like, I don't have 16 hours to make 1 hour.
Right.
You know, and as you know, radio is real time. So I was like, how can I do what I want to do on television, have the freedom to do it, and truncate the time that it actually takes? It's faster, it's funnier, it's in your face. And when I saw AMP and you know, the wave, like I said, it feels like everybody's on it, everybody's jumping to it. I was like, that's perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I just really got excited. And I mean, man, I can't wait because it really is a dream come true. It's like, for a person like me who's doing multiple things, always mm-hmm. on the go, to be able to do my show wherever I'm at any time, and it really connects in a big way. This app literally was designed for me, like, so and to allow me to be the entertainer that I am for this generation.
I love that. And you know, that brings up a great point. When you're on tour now you have multiple tours,
but
so when you're out on tour, you can do it from your hotel room, you can do it from the green room.
I can do it wherever. Like, I can literally do it it from the tour bus and everything. And like, you know, like I said, the scope of it can be however you want it to be. Maybe one day I just want it to be just me and no one else. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I do want to say, all right, we're going to have an amp party and we're going to bring the tour with us. Like, it's you, the ability. I mean, obviously technology has given us all that freedom, because before you needed all the bells and whistles and the gadgets to even just get a satellite reading to the radio and how that works. But now, because the power of these phones, man, we can create our own production, right, you know, from our pockets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nick, thank you so much, man, coming on iHeartRadio's Pop Culture Weekly.
No doubt.
Please, come on every project you have.
Yeah, we're still family. Yeah, just because I'm no longer in the terrestrial space, we still do this.
I mean, you have so many projects, so come on whenever you want, man.
Man, I appreciate
it. Always appreciate it.
All right, love.
All right, brother.
All right, take care.
Ayo, there it is, the one and only Nick Cannon. Such an awesome guy. I really do admire him and what he does. You know, he's always got so many projects going on. He's always on top of his game, always bringing the entertainment, and I freaking love that about him. All right, that is our show for today. This week, we're going back to Fridays. We just held this because of this big announcement from Nick. So I will see you this Friday for the next episode. All right, I love you. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
Mr. Nick Cannon, Mr. Cannon, Nick, Mr. Nick Cannon, Mr. Cannon, Nick, the Daily Cannon, Wow. That's it.